can handle the truth.
We've made it through another week. Well, I'm speaking kind of optimistically. It's technically not over yet, but we've made it through the bulk of the week, I guess. Didn't get that predicted tornado up our way. Kind of glad about that. Very glad about that. Strange weather nonetheless, though. Very weird-looking skies. It just doesn't look natural. I don't know. I'm very skeptical about this stuff, folks. On a grand scale, globally, the weather is very unusual. They're talking about massive melting of the ice at Antarctica. Whether man-made or natural, it doesn't matter. It's very strange, the trends that are taking place. Well, you know, it just matches up with the political world, doesn't it? Everything's crumbling apart before our eyes on every level. Scary times to be living in. Anyway, welcome to the show. We've got today Barry Chamish, who's on with us for the first hour. Amongst other things, he's an expert on Israel and goings-on in the Middle East. This is a subject to which we'll be returning to many times on this show because it's such a major, important issue. What goes on in the Middle East affects us here probably more than what goes on here. So we'll be talking about that in just a few moments here after the break. I'll be introducing him. First, I want to go through our usual announcements. Just a reminder, guys, we're still having the pledge drive here at RBN, encouraging our listeners to either write in or call in with your contributions so we can keep the these great programs on the air for you. You can write in at RBN, the RBN office, at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call in at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. Cash in those Halliburton stocks and send in the generous contribution today. Once again, I'm offering my two books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 and The New World Disorder, both of them on CD for $10, including shipping. Or you can order them in printed version. Each of them are $30, including shipping. And you can get those by writing to me, Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, that's Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. I just want to go over, before the break starts, a couple important news items. Haven't had much time to cover news. I got a lot of news to catch up on, and I don't even know what I'm going to get around to doing it. I've been so busy planning guests, I just realized the other day that I really don't have any free time for the next 3 or 4 weeks. I've got all my spots filled. It's great to have guests, but I got a little carried away here, and I haven't allotted any time for catching up with news items. I don't know, maybe I can slip a few quick things in here and there, like right now. This is really major stuff, guys. The makers of Loose Change, as well as William Rodriguez, one of the last people who have been pulled out of the WTC debris alive, are going to be appearing on the View next week with Rosie O'Donnell, May 24th. So mark your calendars. You're going to want to tune in for that. That should be very interesting. And you can tune in and watch that and catch my show, at least here on the East Coast anyway. So they won't cross over time-wise. But you definitely want to catch this. This is very significant. Regardless what you think of Rosie O'Donnell, you got to tip your hat to her for doing this. This is the first time any major network show has done anything like this. Probably the only time we're going to see anything like this in the next 30 or 40 years or so. So do tune in. This is incredible. She's going to give an ear, or a voice, I should say, to 9/11 skeptics. So, you know, providing her plane doesn't crash or she doesn't get enrolled in the assisted suicide program between now and then, this should be a very revealing and interesting show. 30 million viewers, that's one-tenth of the country's population, going to be watching this. Okay, stick with us, guys. We'll be right back with Barry Chamish.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. You're listening to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got our guest, Barry Chamish. I'll be introducing him in just one moment. Just wanted to mention something else really quick. I don't know if you guys caught this yesterday. Very interesting news. Christine, what's her name? Whitman, the former EPA head, who was the head of the EPA, you know, at the time of 9/11. She's the one that lied about the condition of the air quality at Ground Zero, and thus all the cleanup crew members went in there without any
Lord, all you death wish addicts, you corruptors of truth, of spirit, you marauders of youth, get your hands in the air. I want to see your hands in the air. If you're selling these lies, these impossible dreams, you can keep on washing, but you'll never get clean. Get your hands in the air.
All right, guys. Having a little technical difficulty here. Sorry about that. Anyway, so here she was lying, you know, to the cleanup crew members, and they went in there without any protection for months on end. They were breathing in these toxins. Now, unfortunately, they're all getting deadly cancerous tumors. They're dying. The government, to add insult to injury, is preventing coroners from making a connection between these victims who are dying and the toxins they breathe at Ground Zero. Well, now, having been asked to testify, she is refusing. And as always, her lawyer is giving a phony, ridiculous excuse.
Yeah, I'm here. I see. What do I jump into if we've lost him? Well, is somebody going to be listening to me? Oh, really? Well, I miss you, Charles. It looks like I'm talking to thin air right now. What I was going to talk about is Israel's downfall, ultimately, something that nobody is really paying attention to, that ever since 9/11, well, ever since the Oslo War Accord of 1993, every move Israel has made has been to guarantee it will lose the next war. And if you're interested stage by stage, the worst of them was, of course, the pullout of the Jews from Gush Katif, their farms in Gaza, which were extremely prosperous, and it brought in 25% of Israel's agricultural produce, which is incredible, on 12,000 acres of land. And the Jews were pulled up without any true warning. The army came in, put them in trailer camps. Their kids now are no longer religious. They're drifting away. Very heavy drugs. And, of course, the divorce rate is sky high. Now, this is what we get for joining in on the peace process. It's the dismemberment of Israel. Now, keep this in mind, the Israeli army lost the war last summer, and one of the main reasons is the religious of Israel, who had really been extremely patriotic, were no longer happy with the army of Israel because it took their parents and their cousins and their friends out into the night, put them in boxcars, you could call buses boxcars, took them away and destroyed, as I said, one quarter of Israel's produce. And you can't run an army when approximately half your army hates the uniform it's wearing. Now, if this is what you want to discuss, the fact that Israel is going to be destroyed in a missile war, I hope you're there, Charles, and I'm not talking to thin air.
Yeah, I'm actually here. Sorry about that. Four times I've been cut off.
Is it because of me?
I don't know.
I get that a lot.
Maybe the NSA has...
You're gone. You've lost me again. Well, I'm back. Well, if there's anyone out there, I may as well just do this. I have my books on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. There's a little space for search right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. You'll see my books. You can download them for $10 or get them ordered to your house for about $20. And one of them is called Bye Bye Gaza. That's the latest book on how the Israeli country was brought to its knees and I don't believe will win the next war. But since I'm the only one on the air, keep in mind the way the next war is going to go. Israel is surrounded by missiles right now. The Hezbollah has at least 20,000 supplied by Iran. Well, we're talking about, let's say 10,000 short-range Qassams in Gaza, supplied by Egypt. And here's, of course, the big shocker is the PLO and Ramallah have been getting missiles from Israel's peace partner, Jordan. In other words, Israel has no allies anymore. It just has enemies. And this is what people don't seem to understand. Now, hopefully somebody is listening to me and will add, I just heard the previous show where they're talking about an Israeli raid on Gaza. That was the first raid in 6 months after 6,000 missiles had hit the little town of Sderot and emptied it out. Israel finally hits back, and that's only because the people are just so furious that the government could not stay in power if it didn't do something finally. But nonetheless, Israel is going to lose the next war because they're going to have a missile war. Now, again, hopefully someone is listening to me. Last summer, Israel fought a war with the Hezbollah.
I'm back, by the way.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hey, you know, maybe it is you, because this is like five times I've gotten cut off in a row.
Let me tell you, there are people following what I do, and I don't understand it, really. I'm just trying to explain the basics, that the next war probably coming up quickly. It may be prevented, by the way, by the civil war going on in Gaza right now, which makes it very hard to fight a national war.
It's really escalating over there, isn't it?
Well, don't forget, was America, what was it, 2 months ago? We had a major meeting with the PLO where they supplied massive amounts of arms. And as usual, Israel supplied its own arms to the PLO, supposedly, to defend itself. It looks like they're doing the nasty work and trying to destroy Hamas. And this is your arms. I mean, folks, you gave the so-called president of PLO enough arms to fight Hamas, and a lot of innocent people are dying.
But, and it's our wonderful government.
So the other way, a lot of innocent people are dying in Israel right now. Not 3 days ago, the city of Sderot was hit by an amazing 30 missiles. Now, you try and imagine your little town getting hit by 30 missiles. There were dozens wounded, amazingly no one dead, and, Israel up till now has taken hit after hit after hit without any reaction. And please keep that in mind. This was the first strike in 6 months. After thousands of these missiles have landed in Israel, after 6 months, there's a crummy little helicopter strike, and the missiles, of course, continue. Nobody understands this. Since 9/11, and by the way, I'll talk about 9/11 if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, it all ties in. You know, I like to put this in perspective. You know, what would the American people think if we were living back in the 30s right now, and they found out, or in the early 40s, and they found out that our government, Congress, was appropriating funds for Adolf Hitler to help facilitate the running of the concentration camps.
Amazing. Yes. You're talking about Prescott Bush then. Harriman Brothers Boston, he was the leading contributor to Adolf Hitler. Folks, nothing has changed, and this is what I find so frustrating.
We're doing the equivalent of that right now. Billions of dollars is going over there, and it's going mostly to their military.
It's going right now to make the whole Middle East a gigantic block. Now, let me tell you a little story that I'm sure you're going to find interesting. One of the reasons why anyone is bothering to talk to me is that I interviewed one of the two Israelis who actually wrote the Oslo Accord. Now, I'll give you a little background to tell you how this happened.
Tell you what, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, providing I don't get cut off on the phone this time, we'll be back with Barry Chamish, folks. Very interesting stuff.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, guys. We're back. With our guest, Barry Chamish. Actually, we did get cut off again on the phone this time, but that was my fault. I thought I could quickly change lines. I had my cordless and the battery was starting to die. This is crazy. All right, we are back. I'm hoping the sound is good. Anyway, you with us, Barry?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay, great. I think we're all set to roll now. I don't anticipate any more problems.
Good.
Yeah.
I want you after the show to write me an email with your Massachusetts address. I'll get you a book or two, and it'll make it clear. Look, I don't understand really why I'm the only Israeli who's done this work, and this has always confused me. But this was December of 1993. The Oslo Accord was signed, in September 21st of 1993 in Washington. You had the Declaration of Principles signed, and then 2 days later, the Jordanians supposedly signed. But I want you to note this. 3 days after the Oslo Accord was signed, the Vatican Accord was signed. Now, that gives Israel supposedly full diplomatic rights accorded by the Vatican, which, of course, never really happened. But nonetheless, it was put down on paper. Now I'm going to tell you about the Oslo Accord. Are we ready?
Sure.
All right. I'm at a Hanukkah party. This was in December of 1993. And keep in mind that I know a lot of people from all sectors in Israel, and that includes the left. I was at a party given by my friend Lenny Wolf, and he says to me, you know, I'm really good friends with Ron Pundak. I think I could set up an interview with you. And he asked if I wanted that, and I nodded my head very, very affirmatively. And he picks up the phone, and what do you know, 2 days later, I'm in Tel Aviv with my partner at the time, Joel Beinerman, sitting in a coffee house waiting for Ron Pundak. And people, if you don't know Joel Beinerman, he wrote the first expose of the Bush family. It was called Crimes of a President. It came out the same time as my book in 1991, and we were perfect partners. Now, I'll go into how sick Joel became and how he almost died and so forth, but neither here nor there, we were really hot stuff back then. We had a little newsletter, this is before the internet, called Inside Israel. It had, 200 subscribers, and somehow it really made its mark. Now, we sit, and I say to Joel, I've never seen Ron Pundak Malet, but I'll bet you he's a teeny little schmendrick wearing a vest and wireframe glasses. So in comes the next schmendrick wearing wireframe glasses. I said, I'll bet you that's him. And it was. So we sit down, and we start discussing the Oslo Accord. And believe it or not, there's someone at the door, and I've got a sign for a – just show me where, sir. I got a sign for a package. Now, nonetheless, I'm sitting in this Beit Cafe, coffee house, waiting for Ron Pundak. He comes in. And he thinks, thank you, sir, and he thinks that we're really, really sympathetic to him. And he starts boasting. I mean, really, really boasting about what he's done. Now, he told us things. Remember, there are only two Israelis who wrote the accord. He and a spy from Austria called Yair Hirschfeld. He knew everything. He knew the whole accord. Now, he starts telling me, first of all, that Warren Christopher was very, very skeptical at first. But by March of 1993, of course, he really came on board. Now, I don't know if you remember Washington, August of 1993, when President Clinton, and I'm going to say this right now, of the Council on Foreign Relations, mm-hmm. because I'm telling you, Oslo was a Council on Foreign Relations deal.
Oh, sure.
Well, I guess that's all right. To you, that's not surprising. But remember what Clinton said. He was shocked that the Israelis and Palestinians had done this deal behind his back. Oh, yeah, right. Warren Christopher, his Secretary of State, is in on every discussion, according to Ron Pundak, from January of 1993. They phoned him every evening. And Clinton says, well, we may not accept this accord because it was done behind our back.
Oh,
liar. What a liar. Okay, that's the first thing. So I say to Ron Pundak, so I get it on paper. Now, by the way, in 1993, my partner Joel knew the Council on Foreign Relations, and he knew the New World Order, and I was just into, you know, corruption. And he nods his head in knowledge that there's something incredible about this accord that we weren't told, because Clinton said he didn't know anything about it. And that was an ultimate lie, because he sent his Secretary of State to formulate the Oslo Accord. People, I hope you heard that. It was not Israelis and Palestinians. It was ordered by the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, he's the same one who said he didn't have intimate relations with Lewinsky, too.
Well, he did, but it wasn't sex. But
yeah.
Neither here nor there. Well, that's not even connected to Israel, but it's typical. Now, next, Ron Pundak.
Tell you what,
music.
Yeah, we'll pause that thought. We'll pick it right back up from there, folks, when we come back with the break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Right. Back with our guest, Barry Chamish, talking about the Oslo Accord, which Bill Clinton knew nothing about. Sure he didn't. So, yeah, do you remember where you left off?
Yeah, also Warren Christopher is counsel on foreign relations. That goes without saying, of course. Look, when I wrote my first book, it was Traders and Carpetbaggers in the Promised Land, I didn't realize the utter depth of depravity going on in the leadership of Israel. Now, I'm not going to talk about the Arabs today. Frankly, I cover Israel, and the enemies Israel has are no better. Let's just say right now, it's all corrupt. But what he tells me next, I mean, I blinked at. And it was all... It was almost an aside. He says to me, my boss, who's someone named Yossi Beilin, will go back because the world thinks it was Shimon Peres, and that's a bunch of hooey. But nonetheless, he says, my boss doesn't believe in borders. Now, remember, this is 1993, December. I don't know the New World Order.
Right.
And this is confusing to me. Joel, my partner, excuse me?
Must have been blowing you away.
I didn't understand it. I've never heard of these concepts. But Joel did. Joel was a very fine, Israel's first Second, anti-New World Order writer. I'll go into, if we have time, Rabbi Marvin Antleman, who in 1974 took his Jewish court and excommunicated Henry Kissinger for causing Israel to almost lose the Yom Kippur War. There are a few of us out there, but not very many. And I had to run for my life from Israel. We'll go to that. It's a very long story, but back to Ron Pundak for now.
I should have had you on for 2 hours. Love to have you back.
Oh, bless you. I have much to say, and I would be delighted to accept your invitation. Now, what does Ron Pundak say? He says, my boss doesn't believe in borders. He thinks that borders cause war. And he said if Israel didn't have borders, we wouldn't have war anymore. So I thought to myself, Joel is nodding a bit. He knows what's going on. I do not. So I say to him, well, if Israel doesn't have borders, where's Israel? And he says, Israel will be part of the Middle Eastern bloc. Like I've heard of a Middle Eastern bloc. And I said, what do you mean by that? He said, when Oslo is drawn to its conclusion, we will all be members of the same trading bloc. He said, I believe he mentioned the EU as an example of this. And he said, Israel will now become the New Jersey Turnpike. We will supply the trucks with gas and the motels and all the trucks coming from Algeria and going to Iraq. Israel's going to be in the middle of a trade block. And I say to him, you don't mean that Israel disappears, do you? He says, no. It just becomes part of a regional trade bloc. Now, I'll go back to what he said other than this. It was all fascinating. But I said to Joel in the car about the trade bloc, I said, what does he mean? What exactly is, how is Israel going to be part of a trade bloc without borders? And he starts to explain that these people believe in globalization very literally. And that, in fact, the whole world is going to be 7 or 8 trade blocks, which will join eventually into a one-world government. And you know who's going to be running that government. And I said to him, I said, you mean to say that the object of Oslo is for Israel to disappear? And he says, that's what he said. Keep this in mind, folks. Israel is not supposed to survive Oslo. This is something that nobody knows. People actually think it was a peace treaty. Now, from that moment on, my whole career changed because I started writing that these people who gave us the Peace Corps of Oslo are nuts. These people are mad. You don't know what they got planned for us.
Yeah. Yes. This goes way back, too.
Right from the beginning of Oslo, I knew that they were planning a war. Oslo was never supposed to bring peace. Never. Now, look.
I mean, as far as getting rid of borders, though, and merging countries, this goes way back, you know, even long before that.
Well, I got to tell you, I learned New World Order. I probably got it after the Rabin assassination, which I had proved to the Israeli public was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Look, I'll do Rabin first very quickly, and then we'll go back to what he told us about Shimon Peres and his role in Oslo. I proved to the Israeli public, every poll of the last 4 or 5 years has shown that more Israelis support my view that Yitzhak Rabin was not murdered by Yigal Amir. He was murdered by his bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, who also knocked off Sharon. He was the one who brought Sharon into the hospital after he drank tea in a private meeting with Shimon Peres. He started feeling bad. A half an hour later, Yoram Rubin brought him into the Hadassah Hospital, Jerusalem. It's the same gang who killed Rabin. The same gang of thugs. Rabin was murdered by Yoram Rubin. He pulled the trigger. The order to have him pull the trigger came from Carmi Gilon, who is head of the Shabakh, our FBI. But the ultimate order came from Shimon Peres. The man is a mass murderer. And people don't
understand. This is all documented in your books, right?
Everything is documented.
Yeah, because I've heard of this, but I haven't seen the details of it. I want to read up on this.
All right. Go to Lulu.com. It costs $10 to download it. Lulu.com. Write in CHAMISH under search. There are many books, but get Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. That made the top of the Israeli best-selling charts, by the way. One of the reasons I had to run for my life from Israel, but we'll get to that as well. Nonetheless, Shimon Peres is a murderer.
Are you pretty much banished from Israel? You can't step foot?
I had a stroke followed by endless lawsuits. Followed by terrible harassment on the internet, and finally a car smashed into me. It was no accident. I almost died in the hospital.
Here in the States?
They revived me three times.
Was that here in the States?
No, it was in Israel. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Look, my friends have died. Joel, my partner Joel, got... okay, I'll do this as well. This is another book of mine. If you want to write me, my email address is chamish@netvision.il. chamish@netvision.il. The name of the book is Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. It's not on Lulu, and I have a few copies. Now, next, my friend Joel Bainerman, who wrote Crimes of a President, was in Washington, D.C., and a fan offered him his admiration in the form of a tie. He said, I really love your work, and I bought this tie today, and it doesn't fit me. It's yours. He puts it around his neck. Within 4 hours, Joel couldn't breathe. He phoned his wife and said, there's something terribly wrong. I'm coming back to Israel. Within 4 months, his whole neck, all his lymph glands were filled with cancer. And by the way, Joel Bainerman, look him up again. Google him. They scared him out of the business. My friend Adir Zeke, my partner in Hebrew, same thing, throat cancer. I don't believe these cancers are real because a whole bunch of my friends have died of them.
Wow.
But I
well, we know the CIA has done this.
What they're going to do to me.
We know they have the ability to do this. CIA has been doing this for a long time.
I know that my friends Joel Bainerman and Adir Zeke, who were my partners in the Rabin assassination expose, Adir Zeke is dead, Joel almost died, I almost died, and I ran for it. I was in the hospital. They treated me really bad. You can even hear the stroke in my voice now. I had to run from Israel. It was my home. My children are there. But I got tired of almost dying.
Have they pursued you here? Have you had any problems over here?
You know, I just moved to America not even 2 weeks ago. It was a very strange story, but I got married, and I'm living in Florida. By the way, if anyone wants me to speak, I can now legally stay in the United States. 6 months ago, I was blocked from getting through the border. I was on my way to the United States. I was turned back. It was an awful story. I've had a bad year. I want you to know something. I had a very bad year.
Well, if you were a Mossad agent coming over here to spy on the White House, you would have no trouble getting in the country. Did you know that? You should have signed up for the Mossad.
I'm not sure if it works that way. I know that any patriotic Jew who's proud of the fact that he is a Jew is in big trouble. They kill people in America. Irv Rubin and, what's his partner's name? Whatever. They also died on November 4th by some coincidence the day the Rabin died. They were both killed in prison here. Look, it's very, very bad. And we don't have the full time, but I got to tell you, Israel was never founded to be a home for the Jews or a shelter for the Jews.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, know this about the Sabbateans and who actually founded Israel?
Oh, sure. I'm sure you've heard of JewsAgainstZionism.com.
Oh, that's
right?
Nonsense. They don't know what's going on. That's like 1,200 members of the Missouri Charta, and they haven't got a clue what's going on. Look, I'm going to go back to Ron Pundak and Oslo because I started on that, and I'm going to confuse your whole audience if I don't. but I have a great deal more information than this marginal, non-existent Natruri Carta with 1,200 members.
Yeah, yeah, you're certainly going into a lot more detail here. This is great. I wish I did have you for the full two hours. This is very
anytime you want. Believe me, I got to get it off my chest. I may not live forever.
I'm just curious. The Vatican. You mentioned the Vatican earlier. The Vatican Concordat with Israel. Who initiated that? Do you know?
Was it? Okay, let's do it. Now here is a case where Ron Pundak proves so accurate. I said to Ron Pundak, and where did Paris fit into this? And he says nowhere. Paris had nothing to do with the Vatican Accord. He said my boss, once again, who was Yossi Beilin, had an accord with Yitzhak Rabin. Only five people knew the Vatican Accord was being formulated. Until April of 1993, it was just Pundak, Hirschfeld, Rabin, Uri Sevier. Oh, there's another one somewhere. Oh, yeah, this lawyer in Washington. His name was Joel Cohen. They were the only ones who knew. Paris finally found out about the Vatican Accord in late April of 1993. He didn't take it seriously, but then he found out it was the only accord in town, that he'd been used by Rabin, that he'd been sent on ruthless diplomatic exercises to France. Shimon Peres is all tied up with France. France is all tied up with the Vatican. What he did, he got mad, Peres. And here is the beauty. He sent a letter to the Pope. Now, how do we know he sent the letter? Because the messenger, he was a French intellectual who was supposedly real pals with Paris, Marek Halter, opened his big mouth to two magazines. Magazine number one was called Shishi. It was in Hebrew. And the letter said, and magazine number two, by the way, was La Stampa in Italy. So let's get both of them out. Now, here's the Shimon Peres letter to the Pope. He offered the Pope all the holy sites of Jerusalem. He said, we're having a peace agreement. What we are offering you is a border between East and West Jerusalem leading to the airport of Jerusalem at Atarot. Within that border, you will have complete control over all holy sites of our religions. Jerusalem will turn into an international city. Anyone can arrive without a passport.
So it's definitely more Israel that initiated this than the Vatican, then.
No. The Vatican came in late, but they flexed their muscles. The first partner in Oslo was the CFR. Look, in this world, there really are only two main characters. One is the Vatican, the Jesuit faction, many people say, but neither here nor there, the Vatican. Their diplomatic group are the Bilderberg Group. They meet once a year. They plan the policies of Europe, and then they go and do them. That's group number one. Shimon Peres and Yossi Beilin belong. They're spies for the Vatican. They're out-and-out spies. They get billions of bucks funneled at them to do the Vatican's dirty work. Everything, by the way, I say is in my books. It is perfectly coordinated with everything that's happened in Israel. All the sources come from Europe, come from Paris or Berlin, but there's another source, and that is the Anglo-Saxon group. London, Washington, New York, that little triangle, they started Oslo to begin with. Now, remember this. Yitzhak Rabin was Prime Minister of Israel at the time. He was a puppet of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, we can go into the Yom Kippur War and how Kissinger almost cost Israel his victory, how Kissinger had a great plan that Israel... you still there?
Yeah, oh yeah. You're cutting out for some reason a little bit. But yeah.
I guess someone's trying to call in, who knows. That Israel is not going to win this war. He cut a deal with Moshe Dayan, who, by the way, was a remarkably rotten individual. And he said, you will give the Arabs 24 hours to have the first strike. Now, this is exactly what Israel did. Moshe Dayan was the Secretary of Defense, and he not only did not prepare the Israeli army, he didn't call up reserves, and he took away the frontline troops, especially in the Sinai. He left only 600 reserve troops, and they got utterly taken over by the Egyptians within hours. This was a deal between Israel and the Council on Foreign Relations. And again, I've got the documents in my books.
Well, you know, Kissinger himself, of course, as I'm sure you know, was a major Council on Foreign Relations member. Do you think he was working in cahoots with the Israeli leaders, or was he doing
this? No, he was trying to destroy Israel.
Yeah.
The CFR are not trying to preserve Israel. God forbid that would happen. They're breaking Israel up. Look, I don't know what was said. I wasn't a fly in their wall, but somewhere along the line, the likes of, then we have to talk about Jonathan Pollard and how Paris took Jonathan Pollard's material and turned it into Iran-Contra, how he ended up blackmailing the Bechtel Corporation, making Weinberger nuts. It's a very complicated story. Jonathan Pollard was the reason that the CFI said, let's finish this country off. They're a pain in the neck. Enough is enough. Oh, I hear music.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Like I said, we're going to have you back because we can't even scratch the surface on any of these topics. I just want to keep going into it more and more. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back with one last segment with Barry Chamish.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, Definitely got to have you back, Mr. Chamish. Tell me, I'm just curious, you know, Kissinger is the only person ever in American history to hold the positions of Secretary of State and National Security Advisor at the same time. Obviously, he was behind the scenes rigging this war. I'm sure you know of this. The Bilderberger meeting that was held for that year, just a couple months earlier, they proposed that they wanted to raise the price of oil over the next 10 years by 400%, which they did. Went from, you know, 25 cents a gallon to over a dollar a gallon by the early 1980s. And one of the, you know, it appears one of the ways that they orchestrated that was to let this war, you know, come close to happening anyway, so that they could, you know, justify raising the price. Oh, it's the crisis in the Middle East. It's those crazy Arabs. Do you see that as having been a fulfillment of that?
Well, they certainly were helping those crazy Arabs by Israel not being able to preempt. By the way, the next war, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the next war Israel's just going to lose, outright lose. They're going to be bombarded with missiles. Syria's got like 40,000. They're going to bombard the place. Nobody is helping Israel. I mean, it's one of these facts you just mentioned, like Israel's borders go from the 30th parallel to the 33rd, and this must be Freemasonry and so forth. There's a lot of new facts in this. Whole thing. You know what? Go to my website, the Barry Chambers website. It's one long word. T-H-E, Barry Chambers, B-A-R-Y-C-H-A-M-I-S-H, W-E-B-S-I-T.com. Go into the section called Media, and you can get all kinds of these facts, and maybe you can put the picture together. But let me go backwards for 1 second. We got to finish off
sure.
Oslo. Can we do it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The next year is 1995. In February of 1995, a cable is sent from the Israeli embassy in Rome to the foreign ministry in Jerusalem. And that cable outlines the takeover of Jerusalem by the Vatican. And the secular radio station, now it's just a little website, it's not the same thing anymore, but nonetheless, it was shut down and no one said a peep. Different story. Anyways, it puts it on the website, the actual cable. And I know who leaked it. He was leaking me stuff, and we can go into this someday, but the fact is that all of a sudden, Haaretz, Israel's New York Times, a bad newspaper, but the intellectuals like it, put it on the front page of its weekend edition. Here is the foreign ministry under Shimon Peres offering the Vatican half of Jerusalem. Now, every year at Passover, Peres goes to these big rabbis' dinner tables to do a little politicking, whatever.
Is that what wound up happening? I mean, the Vatican does have claims now to a lot of the holy sites there?
Oh, Vatican have plenty of claims. Jerusalem is their capital.
Wow.
Look, we can do that as well. I have a CD on that, two-disc CD. Jerusalem has been the Vatican's capital in their memory from day one. Charlemagne was declared king of Jerusalem by all the Arabs. King Frederick Barbarossa in the Second Crusade was the actual king of Jerusalem.
Yeah, that's something they've always wanted going way back.
Well,
tell you what, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Boy, I definitely got to have you back. I'm going to get in touch with you through an email, and maybe next month we'll schedule you in again for a full 2 hours.
Send you a book.
Definitely. All right. Thanks a lot, my friend, for coming on. Folks, stay with us. We've got Greg Palace coming up. Yeah, we'll talk to you later, my friend. Stick with us, folks.